I spoke with two children, adult children of parents who were in need of care. One of them he came back to the Quad Cities when his dad was diagnosed with ALS. And the other one, and he has since passed, the father, and another woman who brought her dad home to die from cancer.
That's a lot to take on as a child.
It is. And that's a part of the story, is that the stress is incredible. I mean, the physical stress, the financial stress, there's a lot of worry. If you have children to take care of and a parent, you're being a parent to your parent and your children. A lot of them work or have to take time off work. And in the one case, Andrea Spainauer with her dad, she works for Deere and is able to work at home. And it's a good thing because he does require care pretty much around the clock, just getting around. So part of the story, in addition to talking to people who are living it, taking care of aging parents. Oh, and by the way, they're also aging spouses and grandparents and all of this. It also talks about the resources that are available to help with the stress of it. There are a lot of resources in the Quad Cities that most people don't know exist.
What are some of the resources?
Well, CASI is a great one, the Center for Active Seniors, which evidently I didn't realize is such a well-kept secret. You know, they do have daycare, and daycare sounds wrong. I mean, when you go to CASI, it's not what you expect. There's a lot of activity there. It isn't people in wheelchairs playing bingo. You know, there's a lot going on there. The Milestone Area Agency on Aging has a lot of help, all the way from, you know, respite care, where you can get away for a couple hours to keep your mental health, to transportation, picking people up to take them to the doctor's appointments, that sort of thing.
So there are several challenges, as you said, time, money, so forth. But I mean, it's their parents. Well, what
exactly
did they say about their reason for pushing on and doing it?
That's the other side of this coin is the reward. You know, plenty of people are satisfied to have their parents in a nursing home, and the people I spoke with don't judge that in any way, shape, or form. They're in a good environment. It's healthy for everybody. The child can go on working or taking care of their own children, whatever. But there's great reward and satisfaction in being with a parent, especially at the end of their life. The people I spoke with said they wouldn't trade it for anything, because being with someone who's dying is such a different experience anyway. When you're aware that you're going, there's a lot you have to sort through. And to be there with a parent when they do that is just a gift. And that's what they say. You know, Andrea Spainauer living with her dad and his cancer struggles. And she says, you know, the conversations we've had, his humor, she said, I wouldn't trade the exhaustion for anything, because it's been that good for them.
And what are some of the other options for people? You mentioned there's nursing homes. I guess what, if you're faced with this choice of, you know, mom or dad needs help, how do you make that decision?
Well, usually it's a decision between both parties. You know, the parent and the child, and presumably other siblings. You know, there's also, if you can afford it, in-home nursing care. But it gets very expensive. I mean, nursing home care is always a shock to people's systems because of the cost, you know, from $4,000 to $10,000 a month. So that's always shocking to people when they get to that point. But one other factor in play here is, number one, people are living longer, which is great. On the other side, though, contributing to that, baby boomers. We have a huge number. In fact, they're calling it the silver tsunami. The upper end of the baby boomers are in their 70s now, 70, 71, 72 years old. So we have baby boomers who are caring for an aging spouse and also caring for a parent. So it becomes quite overwhelming. And the nursing homes are calling it a silver tsunami, because there will be just these millions and millions of baby boomers who are going to require assisted living or long-term care. So there's news in there somewhere too, but it's always interesting to look at what people are doing that's so different in life from the rest of us. And let's face it, we're all going to get there if we're lucky.
Right. I was going to ask, you mentioned the news angle there. What drew you to the story?
Well, my own experience, for one thing, my parents are getting up there. My dad's 80, mom's 78. They've both encountered a few little health problems, and my sisters and I have been called in to help. So as you talk about that situation with coworkers, you realize how many other people are either going through it, have been through it, or are facing it. I mean, in my environment, in my newsroom, there are a lot of people my age. And so the more we talked about it, we thought, you know, we talked about neighbors moving back to care for their parents, or maybe high school classmates who have come back to the Quad Cities to take care of a parent. And I just realized that there are an awful lot of people who are going through it.
Did any of your personal experience make it into this piece?
A little bit. I did what we call a breakout, which is a little side story about how humor helps. Because my dad, I think it's partly to spare his daughters, but he has a great sense of humor about it. And when you talk to a psychologist, they'll tell you that that really truly is good medicine.
What rewards have you gotten as you are caring for your parents?
Well, they don't require a lot of care right now. It's just help with, you know, getting things to the basement or going to get prescriptions or driving them to Iowa City for an appointment, stuff like that. I love the time with them. I mean, I can't get enough time with my parents anyway. And I know all relationships are different, but to be able to help them, you know, they taught me to tie my shoes. I figure they've got one coming.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add today?
I think people should give a story a look because, like I said, if you're not dealing with it, if you're lucky, one day you will. And so I think there's a lot to be said for being prepared mentally for the day when it comes where your parents need you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.